Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Spirit-filled woman of God, sister in Christ ministry. We greet you today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Truly, we thank God for this day. We thank you for his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. And we thank all of you that are on the line this morning, all those that are going to be in our car later on. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to read my scripture for today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it's coming from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 7 through 9. And it reads, which is my scripture for today, one of them. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, and that the excellence of a power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And our other scripture comes from Romans, the 12th chapter, and verse 12. And also Romans, the 15th chapter, and verse 13, but we're not going to read that this time. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I give you honor, glory, and praise for this day. Father God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, I thank you for all you have done, all you're doing, all you're going to do. God, I ask, Lord God, that you use this vessel for your glory on today, Father God, that your word will go forth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you and I glorify you. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask it all. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Truly, we thank God again for this day. We thank him for grace and mercy. Hallelujah. We just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For all that he has done. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Well, today my topic will be when we have been broken. That's the topic. When we have been broken. The subtopic is there is still hope. Coming out of Romans 12 and 12 and Romans 15 and 13. And when we have been broken, coming out of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 7 through 9. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Truly, we thank God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. At this time, I'm going to look at the word broken. Glory be to God. Look at what broken is and look at some of those that have been broken in the word of God. Hallelujah. I know that somebody might say today, well, I haven't been broken, glory be to the name of the Lord. I've never had that problem, glory be to the name of the Lord. I've never had anything happen to me in my life, hallelujah, that caused me to be broken, glory be to the name of the Lord. But before I go there, I'd like to sing a little bit of this song, hallelujah, because we're talking about two things today, glory be to the name of the Lord. We're talking about being broken, and then we're talking about hope, hallelujah. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah, glory be to your name. My hope is built on nothing less, hallelujah, than Jesus' blood and righteousness, hallelujah. I looked at broken, hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord. And this talks about brokenness, describes a person who is extremely discouraged. Unhappy, often the person feels crushed and life seems bitter. Come from Psalms 34 and 18 through 19. It reads, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and save such as be of a contrite spirit. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite spirit. Verse 19 says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name. The Lord delivered him out of them all. Hallelujah. There is a lot of brokenness in our life. Glory be to the name of the Lord. There can be broken promises, broken relationships, broken dreams. Sometimes our bodies are broken. Our physical brokenness comes from a deeper spiritual brokenness. Addiction to alcohol, methamphetamine, drugs, or nicotine come from a deep spiritual well of despair until the body is broken. Until the body is broken. Hallelujah. Loneliness is also a topic of loneliness. Hallelujah. Brokenness. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God can take our brokenness and transform the sinful times of our lives into something that gives him all the glory. Hallelujah. Sometimes God allows the pain and brokenness to come in our lives. That is in order to get our attention. And then he's able to draw us closer to him, that he can shape us and mold us and place us in the right direction. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God will use our brokenness because when we are broken, hallelujah, and are open, we are willing to listen to God. Hallelujah. God uses that moment in our lives to reveal a defect in our character. Glory be to our character is who we are. Hallelujah. Who God sees us. Hallelujah. Ah, glory be to the name of the Lord. When Peter denied Christ three times, he went out and wept bitterly. Hallelujah. Luke the 22nd chapter verses 53 through 62. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The brokenness of Peter led to a true repentance, and God was able to use him greatly. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Peter denied Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus had told Peter that he was going to deny him. Hallelujah. But he didn't believe it, I believe, at some point. Hallelujah. But when the time came for Peter to do that, hallelujah, Jesus said that the clock will crow three times. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name. And Peter would deny him twice. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And Peter didn't believe it, hallelujah, but it happened. And when it happened, Peter looked over and saw Jesus, and he remembered what Jesus told him, hallelujah. And he began to wept bitterly, hallelujah, because he knew that what the Lord has told him was true, hallelujah, glory, that he had denied him, hallelujah. We look at David. David was broken after he sinned with Bathsheba. That's why he wrote Psalms 51, hallelujah, glory. And Psalms 51, verses 1 through 3, David says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. For I have acknowledged my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Hallelujah. In verse 7, he also says, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide my face from my sins. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out all my transgression. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Then David goes on to say, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Hallelujah. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Hallelujah. And uphold me with thy spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I looked at the Naomi. Hallelujah. Naomi had lost everything. She lost her husband and her son. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And she had two daughters-in-law. Hallelujah. And she told them to go back home where they come from. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Naomi was so hurt. She said to call herself bitter, hallelujah. In other words, she was broken because she had lost everything, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And that happens to us at times, hallelujah. Glory be to, as I said earlier, hallelujah, that brokenness comes sometimes when we lose in our relationships or we do things that causes us to go against God, hallelujah. David did, hallelujah, and Peter did, hallelujah. And well, Naomi lost everything, and she began to feel bitterness, hallelujah. She was a broken woman, hallelujah, because she didn't know what she was going to do, hallelujah. So when she told her daughters-in-law to go back to their families, hallelujah, ah, glory be to the name of the Lord. She had two of them, hallelujah, Oprah and Ruth, hallelujah. Well, Oprah, she went back to her family, but Ruth said to Naomi, don't make me go, hallelujah, let me follow you, hallelujah, and your God shall be my God, and hallelujah, just to give a little bit of it, hallelujah. So when they went back there, hallelujah, when Ruth followed Naomi back to her hometown, hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord. To make the story short, hallelujah, the God that we serve, he blessed them, hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord, because Ruth met Boaz, hallelujah, and she was married, and he married him, hallelujah, and the Lord worked everything out for their good, hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord. Sometimes we become broken. Well, I know that somebody might say that I've never been broken, hallelujah, I've never lost anything, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Well, maybe you lost a loved one, hallelujah, a husband or a wife, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. That might have put you back in a state of depression, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord, hallelujah. You didn't know how you're going to make it, hallelujah. You didn't think you were going to survive, hallelujah. You began to get back into yourself, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Well, that's where brokenness comes in, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. When we have been broken, hallelujah. But there is hope, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Paul, hallelujah. He was talking about 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and 7 through 9. Paul did not have an easy life, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And exciting, perhaps, but not easy. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The word hard-pressed, perplexed, persecuted, struck down, revealed pain and suffering. Hallelujah. We may feel this way at the, hallelujah. We attempt to live out our life in faith. Hallelujah. Unbelieving world. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I know that sometimes in my life, hallelujah, before I gave my life to the Lord, hallelujah, and I decided to really walk after the Lord, hallelujah, I remember that there were times in my life that was brokenness, hallelujah, and I didn't feel like I could go on anymore, hallelujah. Oh, but I'm so glad today, hallelujah, that the Lord God saved me. He took away my brokenness, hallelujah. See, there are many things in life that we feel that can replace what is missing inside of us. Some of us grow up and we build bigger bonds, hallelujah. We get all the money that we can get, hallelujah. We run from one relationship to the other, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Trying to fulfill something that has been broken in us, hallelujah. My God, my God. But the only one that can fulfill that brokenness, Jesus said that he come to bind the broken heart, to set the captives free. See, when we are broken, hallelujah, hallelujah, we are bounded, hallelujah. And the only one that can set us free from that is the love of God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. We attempt to live our life out in faith in an unbelieving world. See, the world don't believe as we believe in Jesus Christ, hallelujah. So the world is running around doing their own thing. thing, hallelujah, my God, and have not real, I'm not talking about the world, I'm talking about the people in the world, the society, hallelujah, and have not realized that no matter how many jobs they get, that no matter how big their house is, that no matter how big their bank account is, that no matter how many times they run around and marry this person and that person, don't matter how many times, glory be to the name of the Lord, that they take those drugs or alcohol, that nothing can fulfill that brokenness that's on the inside of them, other than Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, like Paul, however, we can take comfort in God's provision in times of brokenness, no matter what the difficulties we are, not despair, hallelujah. I'm talking about when we are broken, hallelujah, that there is still hope. My God, hallelujah, we are not in despair, not forsaken and not destroyed. We must keep our perspective, hallelujah, in times of great difficulties. Know that through us, the life Jesus also may be manifested. Hallelujah, his light can shine from any darkness. Hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord. When we were broken, hallelujah, we were walking around in darkness. Hallelujah, because our darkness, hallelujah, glory be to God. When we were in sin, hallelujah, we were alienated from God. So in other words, we were broken. Oh, hallelujah. And the only one that can fix our brokenness, oh, is God himself. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. Paul knew about stress, hard pressed, perplexed, persecuted, abandoned. These situations were part of Paul's everyday life. See, Paul, if you remember, his name was Saul. See, Paul was broken at one time because he ran around killing the people of Jesus Christ, those that were following after Christ. Paul was running around killing them. But one day, Paul met the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus. Oh, my God. And when Paul met Jesus, his life wasn't broken no more. Even though Paul was going through what he went through as he served the Lord Jesus, he was not forsaken, nor was he destroyed. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. For us, each day is filled with different, hallelujah, levels of stress. Somebody might say that I don't have no stress. I'm not depressed. Hallelujah, but the devil is a lie. And I tell you why, because you live in this world, even though you don't live according to the world. But when you see things going on in the world, it can have a tendency to take a heed on you. Hallelujah. When you lost a loved one, hallelujah. When you're feeling lonely, hallelujah. When your life has all of a sudden changed in the winking of an eye, it can cause depression. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you today that my God, he can take it away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Sometimes we bring these things on ourselves from poor planning, saying yes too often, or being disorganized. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I know for myself, I've brought a lot of pain on myself. I've opened myself up to people. Oh, hallelujah. Thinking that they're going to be my friend. Hallelujah. Because we're in Christ. But I know that everybody that laughing grins in your face. It's not your sister in Christ or brother in Christ. But I'm so glad that God gave me his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That even in my times of despair, hallelujah, in my times of feeling sorry, hallelujah, I know that my God is still with me. Glory, hallelujah. My God, thank you, Holy Ghost. See, I'm not broken, but I do feel hurt sometimes. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Holy Ghost. And because in the midst of my hurt, I can call on the name of the Lord. Sometimes I feel like my body is broken. Hallelujah. Because it's not the way it was when I was young. Or maybe there are so many things that I dislike about it. But I'm so glad that even in that, God don't care about how my body looks. Glory be to the name of the Lord. That he loves me. And even in all that, glory be to the name of the Lord. I'm so glad. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God. That even in all of that, I can say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That when my body is in pain, hallelujah. Lord, help me. You said you'll never leave me. Oh, hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hopefully we learn our lesson so it won't happen again. We're running around trying to do everything, getting in all types of relationships. Hallelujah. Putting everything before God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We should not be swallowed up or lose heart because God can renew us on the inside day by night. See, let me tell you this morning that when we are broken, oh, hallelujah, my God, God doesn't start out on the outside. He goes on the inside. He's preparing our heart. Hallelujah, not this heart that's pumping, but he's preparing everything that is of us. Hallelujah. He's working it out. Hallelujah. He's taking some stuff out and he's putting some stuff in. Some stuff that belongs and comes from him. Oh, my God, my God. And as he does that to us, we begin to feel better. We don't walk around with low self-esteem, less self-worth, of feeling like we don't belong. Oh, my God, my God. We can say today that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood. Oh, and his righteousness. My God, my God. He's taking it out, y'all. Hallelujah. And I become a new creation. All things are passed away. And all things become new. Oh, hallelujah. I'm talking about today. When we are broken, there is still hope. Hallelujah. The Lord delights. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God is describing in many ways throughout the Bible as powerful, glorious, angry at sin, and merciful toward people. But Paul describes God as a God of hope. The word hope means more than wishing for. Hallelujah. Something. It means having confidence, expectations. God is the author of our hope for what he promised. Oh, hallelujah. Always happen. Hebrews 11:1 says, oh, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. My God, my hope is in Jesus, that one day all this will be over and I'll stand before him. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I'll have a glorified body. Won't be broken no more. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We as believers hope for heaven because we know it will one day be our home. Oh, hallelujah. My God, the God of hope helps his people to abound in hope by the power, by the power, that dunamis power, by the power of the Holy Ghost. My God, we can't do it alone. Hallelujah. Quench not the Spirit. Grieve not the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Let it have its way in your life. For he is God Almighty, and he dwells on the inside of you. Hallelujah. My God, we do. We place our hope. We can put our hope in God. He will never disappoint us. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who reverence him, those who put their hope in his unfailing love. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Psalm 147 and verse 11. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We are never without hope. No matter how we may feel, we are never beyond the reach of God's grace and the touch of his love. See, God's love, it is unconditional. No matter how distant these may seem, hallelujah, even when we are struggling, God brings people into our lives and divine encounter of his grace. Allow God to bring people in your life. Don't do it yourself. Hallelujah. Or you may find yourself broken because of lost friendship. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Try the Spirit. By the Spirit. Hallelujah. My God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm no longer broken. Hallelujah. Then God uses us to pass his blessings on to others by tenderly touching, encouraging words, an expression of value. Hallelujah. Don't be around somebody who always want to criticize you. Hallelujah. My God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Don't want to hear what you have to say. Don't have no compassion. Move away from them. Or you'll find yourself broken. You'll find yourself in a state of depression. You'll find yourself separated from those that you love. My God. Trust the Lord. Trust God. And let him lead you. Oh, hallelujah. My God. We have been given the privilege of passing hope along to others. We pass hope to our children. Hallelujah. Don't tell your children they ain't going to be nothing. You're going to be just like your sorry daddy. Why don't you be like your sister? Why don't you be like your brother? Hallelujah. You're breaking your child down. Hallelujah. Sometimes they grow up with that in their heart, thinking that they can never do nothing. They get in games. They use drugs. They use alcohol. They become sexual, permissive. Hallelujah. They're doing everything that is on the wrong side. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Encourage your child. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Even if they're not doing what you think they ought to do, continue to lift them up in the name of Jesus. Continue to tell them that they are beautiful, that they can do this, whatever they put their mind to. Don't break them down. Hallelujah. Don't allow everybody to come into your child life. Hallelujah. We have children today that have had so many things happen to them. Hallelujah. They're in foster care because the family don't want them. The family don't do right. Oh, my God, my God. And they feel broken. But just like it said, God will heal for somebody in the midst of those children, to love those children, to lift them up. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Lord, you're the only one who can change our life. You're the only one, Lord, can fix our broken pieces. You're the only one, God, can put us back together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, hallelujah. Romans 12:12 says, rejoice in hope, patient and tribulation, continuing, instant in prayer. Pray, pray, seek God. Hallelujah. Seek Him. There was somebody out there today that has been broken. Maybe a friend of yours. Maybe a relative that you know that is broken. They're broken because their loved one has passed on. They're broken because of a bad relationship. They're broken because they're addicted to drugs. They're broken because they feel lonely. They're broken because they feel like they don't have no work. They're broken and they don't know what to do. There have been children, y'all, as well as adults, that have been bullied so, my God, my God, that they have taken their own life. So broken, so broken, that they feel like they don't have a purpose anymore in life because of what somebody else said. Hallelujah. Oh, but the devil is a lie. Tell them, oh my God, my God, tell them that God loves them. Don't worry about what somebody else say. Hallelujah. God can fix the brokenness, broken families, y'all. Husband and wife, children are scattered everywhere. Brokenness. Sin brings home brokenness. God never intended for us to be broken. He never intended for us to have the life that we have. Glory be to the name of the Lord. But because of sin, hallelujah, my God, there is brokenness. People are so broken. Right now, people are broken. The nurses and the doctors, they're so overwhelmed. Hallelujah. They watch people die day in and day out. And no one to care, no one, no family members there. I've seen them, they're broken. Hallelujah. We must continue to pray for them and lift them up in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Brokenness, but there is hope. There is hope. Hallelujah. We have hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God says that we may endure for a night, y'all. But the joy of the Lord, it comes in the morning. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Romans 15:13 says, now the God of hope fills you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, I give unto you. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. But before he left, he prayed to the Father to give us the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And if you're a child of God today, hallelujah, you don't have to be broken. You don't have to feel like you don't fit in. You don't have to have low self-esteem. Remember that you got God on the inside of you. All you have to do is let him have his way, hallelujah, in your life. My God, my God, hallelujah. And remember that you're made in the image of God. When somebody says something negative to you or criticize you, hallelujah, you say, Satan, get thee behind me. I belong to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was made in his image. Hallelujah. I'm not no longer broken. Hallelujah. My past is my past. Hallelujah. I'm pressing forward. Oh, hallelujah. As Paul said, I'm going to fight a good fight. Hallelujah. No matter what comes up against me, because I know that the battle is not mine, but it is the Lord. Hallelujah. I may get a little weak. I may get knocked over sometimes, but I won't get knocked down. Hallelujah. Not like I was when I was in the world, feeling like I didn't belong, feeling like I wasn't worthy, having no self-esteem, not having no friends. Oh, hallelujah. Not able to look at people in the eye. Hallelujah. But today, I serve Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm no longer broken. Hallelujah. My body might be, but my spirit ain't. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. I'm no longer broken. You walk around and tell people when they come in your face, hallelujah, you want to talk about your past. You tell them, that was my past. Hallelujah, I'm a new creation. Hallelujah. But not only you, help somebody else. Reach out to somebody else. Hallelujah, that you know that might be hurting. Even though they may not want you to. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And I know that even in this time, hallelujah, it can seem a little hard. But the Lord can make a way where there seems no way. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Reach out. Jesus said, in Matthew's 11th chapter and verse 28 through 30, he says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want you to remember something. People out there in the world today that are walking around hating, hallelujah, they're broken. They're broken because they don't know God. and they don't know nothing else. That's why we have to pray for them. That's why Jesus tells us to pray. Excuse me, he tells us to love our enemies because they don't know better. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We have to pray for people. We have to pray for ourselves. And remember that we are no longer broken. We belong to God. We are a royal priesthood. A peculiar people. Hallelujah. And whatever was broken in us, the Lord has fixed it. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I thank the Lord for his word on today. Hallelujah. I thank him for his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God is so good. Hallelujah. He's so merciful unto us. Hallelujah. He's a merciful God. And he can fix anything or anybody because he has no respect of person. So when you see somebody out there broken, somebody that's lonely, somebody just need a hand, somebody just need a smile, hallelujah, never overlook them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray for them. If you can help them, help them. Because we must remember that one day we were like that too. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. On others' ground, it's sinking sand. On others' ground. Is sinking sand. Have to excuse me this afternoon. But I thank God for his word on today, and I thank everyone that's on the line today. I pray that you were blessed by the word on today. When we have been broken, coming from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 7 through 9, which is the topic and the subtopic is, there is still hope. Coming from Romans 12:12 and Romans 15:13, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I thank God, hallelujah, for his grace and his mercy, hallelujah. I thank God that he loved us enough to put us back together, hallelujah. And let us know, hallelujah, that without him we are nothing, hallelujah. That everything that was missing in our life, it was in him, hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, that I know this today, hallelujah. I thank God that I can tell others, hallelujah, that there is hope, hallelujah, and that hope is in Jesus Christ. I thank God that I can tell others that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, hallelujah, believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. But God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad today, hallelujah, I can tell somebody that. I can tell them what Jesus endured. Hallelujah. I can tell them how they whipped him all night long. Hallelujah. how he suffered. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I can tell about all the blood that he shed for the world. Hallelujah. That the world might be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can tell them that. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. That anybody that called on the name of Jesus can be saved. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter where they come from. I can tell them that God can fix their broken pieces. Hallelujah. God can put it back together. Hallelujah. See, there are some things that we can put together with glue. Hallelujah. But when it comes to our spirit, our soul, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Only God can put us back together. Because when we are broken, we are so deep in depression. We are so deep down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That no man can fix us. That no glue can glue us. Hallelujah. But only God. Hallelujah. And God can do it in 1 minute. He can do it in 1 second. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He'll change your life. That even in your times, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you feel depressed or in despair, hallelujah. It won't be the same as when you were broken. Because you know that there is help. You know that there's a God that loves you. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. If there's anybody out there today, hallelujah, that have not given their life unto Jesus Christ, hallelujah. If you're feeling broken, if you're feeling lost, if you're feeling lonely, hallelujah. If you feel like you don't belong, hallelujah. If you feel like you're not worthy, hallelujah. Well, I'm here to tell you today that you are, and you can be, and you know it, hallelujah. If you just repent of your sin, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Father God, I am a sinner, hallelujah. I repent of my sin. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you accept that, said that prayer today, hallelujah, then I welcome you into the household of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I should get you a good Bible. Hallelujah. And let the Holy Spirit teach you. Hallelujah. Even though we're not in the church house, hallelujah, you're still the church. And the Spirit of the Lord is still with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He could teach you. Hallelujah. And you can call on him anytime. Hallelujah. Your life will be changed. It won't be the same. And not saying that you won't have struggles, hallelujah, because you will. But glory be to the name of the Lord. When you have no struggles, you won't be by yourself, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God is there with you. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you. I glorify your name on today, God. Lord, you've been so good to us, oh God. Father God, in spite of everything that has been going on, God, we know that you are still God Almighty. And Lord, besides you, there is no other. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that you provide for us all week long, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we just love you today. I ask you to bless, Lord God, everyone that was on the line today. Whatever they stand in need of, oh God. Bless their families, oh God. Continue to keep ahead of protection around them, oh God. Hallelujah. And when times get hard, Lord God, or it seems like they don't know what to do, Lord, lead them to the rock. Hallelujah. The rock of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let them know, God, that you're still there. And you'll be there, Lord God. Bless those that are sick. Hallelujah. those that are sick in the hospital room. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Of the coronavirus, heart disease, diabetes, Lord God. Those that are going through surgeries, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Save as well as the unsaved. But to say in your word, God, that you reign on the just as well as the unjust. So, Lord, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus to look down upon them, oh God. Look down on the nurses and the doctors, oh God. Hallelujah, God. I know that they're being stressed and burnt out, oh God. But Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you give them strength, oh God. Lord, to keep doing what they're doing, oh God. Know that it's not in vain, oh God. Lord, I pray for those, Lord God, that are cleaning up, Lord God, cleaning up the hospital rooms. Glory be to the name of Lord. Bless them, oh God, to let them know, God, that their job is worthy, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, God, just to look after our president, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. His heart, Lord God. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. It's in your hands, oh God. When I talk about the heart, I'm not talking about the one that's pumping in his body, oh God. But I'm talking about his will, his purpose, Lord God. Hallelujah. It's all in your hands, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless our vice president, oh God, and his family as well, oh God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that their eyes be open, oh God, and they stop walking around in lies, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God, and know that, Lord God, that you are still in control. Those leaders, Lord God, that have been talking to them, oh God, that say that they serve you, oh God, let them, Lord God, talk with them and help them, oh God, to understand what is going on, to understand that your will must be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you bless the ones, the president that's coming forth and the vice president. Lord, I pray that your will be done in them, oh God. Lord, I pray that your people will be blessed, oh God. Lord, I pray that this pandemic will end, oh God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that those that are grieving today, God, Lord, I pray for their comfort. Lord, I pray right now for the children, oh God. Lord, they have a mind, oh God, but sometimes they don't understand things. Hallelujah, Lord God. They may not understand, God, what is really going on, oh God. But God, I pray, Lord God, that you give them peace, oh God. Lord, I pray for their family, that they won't have no, that they'll have patience, oh God. Patience, Lord God, when it comes to their children and teaching them, oh God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. So much stress, so much depression in the world today. My God, my God. Lord, I pray for the saints. Help us, oh God, to stay on the line, oh God. The line, Lord God. Hallelujah. That sends out our prayer, oh God. That sends out our word, oh God, to those, Lord God, that are hurting, in the name of Jesus, for we must not give up, we must continue to stand, in the name of Jesus, and even though, Lord God, it seems like the roads get harder and harder, but Lord, we know that we're not traveling that road alone, that you are with us, oh God, hallelujah, our bodies may get tired, hallelujah, Lord God, but Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus to continue, God, to give us the strength, oh God, to be able to stand, be steadfast, unmovable, oh God, abounding in your works, oh God. I pray for all the leaders, oh God. Hallelujah, God. My God, my God. Those, God, hallelujah, that are still caring, oh God, caring for the flock. Hallelujah. Making sure they don't scatter. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you, God, to continue to bless them. Hallelujah. For great is their reward. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, oh God. But there are so many things, God, that I could thank you for. But Lord, hallelujah. You know all about it. Hallelujah. That if I had 10,000 tongues, I could never thank you enough. Lord, I ask you right now to go inside those prison walls, God, the juvenile detention. Lord, I ask you to touch those men and women, those boys and girls. Let them know, God, that even behind the walls, there is still hope. There is still hope. And Jesus Christ, touch those policemen, Lord God, hallelujah, they're there, Lord God, to protect and serve, my God, hallelujah, touch our race, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, just set us free, and now, God, oh, hallelujah, some of us, oh God, we're walking around in bondage, guns in our hands, hallelujah. Hurting the infant, oh God. Killing the youth, oh God. Hallelujah. And out of their mouth, God, they're saying black lives matter. Hallelujah. my God, we should be calling on the name of Jesus. We should be calling on the name of Jesus. My God, because all lives matter. My God, tell them, oh God, all lives matter. I wish the young men, hallelujah, will put down those guns. Hallelujah. Get out of those gates. Hallelujah. And turn to Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, only you can do it. Hallelujah. But you told us to pray. And God, I'm praying. Hallelujah. I see so much. Lord God. Hallelujah. Our babies are dying. They're being abused. Hallelujah. They've been shot down in the cars, oh God. But my God, I know and I believe, God, that you're still in control. Hallelujah. And you see everything that's going to happen before it happens. My God, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Bless those teachers. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, help them, Lord God. Hallelujah. To realize our children need to be taught. But I understand, oh God. Hallelujah. This pandemic is taking lives. Hallelujah. But I know that you are. Hallelujah. The one that has the power, God, of life and death in your hands, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you're the one that has life and death in your hands. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. We've been saying, God bless America. But Lord, I know that America needs to bless God. They need to reverence you. Hallelujah. They need to acknowledge that you're God Almighty. And besides you, there is no other. Hallelujah. And that we can do nothing. We can do nothing without you. Hallelujah. In this sinful world. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, hallelujah. People are self-centered. Hallelujah. My God. They're taking the truth for a lie. Forsaking the truth for a lie. Hallelujah. Having itch and ear. Falling after every wind and doctor. Lovers of their self. Men lying with men. Women lying with women. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. God. Everything but a child of God. Oh, my God. So much wickedness. So much wickedness. Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. When, Lord? When, Lord? Hallelujah. When, God? When your will be done and all be over. Hallelujah. But help us to stand. Help us to stay on the wall as Nehemiah did. Help us, God, to continue to intercede in prayer. Help us, oh God, to continue to minister your word. Help us, oh God, to love our enemies. Help us, oh God, not to have respect of person. Help us, oh God. For God, you know everything. You know all about us. We can't fool you. We can fool each other, but we can't fool you. Help us, oh God, to do what we say, to walk the walk, and to talk the walk. But not ours, yours. To walk in your holiness and to speak your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to the name. It's not over, God, until you say it's over. Let us not lay down. Hallelujah. Let us not lay down, God. Hallelujah. And not do your will. For you are our shepherd. Hallelujah. And we shall not want. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And Lord, when our bodies get tired, when our minds can no longer go, God, when our spirit needs a rest, God, after everything has been finished, when you have finished everything within us, oh God, Lord, we ask for a place in your kingdom, God. Hallelujah, God. Let it not be in vain. Let our work not be in vain. Hallelujah, God. But let us, Lord God, stand before you as worthy servants, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we need to stop playing, oh God. Lord, you take us out of the buildings, oh God. Hallelujah, as it was said, oh God. It is a time to be with you, oh God. To call on your holy name, oh God. Hallelujah. Forgive us for not studying your word as we should. Hallelujah. Forgive us for the things that we look at. Forgive us for the things that we say. For the things that we don't do that we ought to do. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. My God. Lord, don't let us be broken anymore. Hallelujah. Don't let us walk back where you took us from all the brokenness. But Lord, we know that the adversary is out there like a roaring lion. He wants to steal, oh God, our joy. He wants to kill our faith. And he wants to destroy our relationship with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that it's not over yet. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Father God, I pray for those that are out there, God, today. I don't want to leave them out, oh God. I pray for those that are out there today, Lord God, with those signs, God. Hallelujah, with hatred in their heart, God. Believing the lie for the true, God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, arguing, God. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray your mercies upon them, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray that there won't be no violence, Lord God, when it's already here, so God. Lord, I pray that the people of God, hallelujah, the saved as well as the unsaved, oh God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, only you can change things. because you changed us. Only you can change the things that are in society today. For the world itself is beautiful. The sun shines, the flowers bloom, the leaves change, hallelujah. The birds sing, hallelujah. The world itself is beautiful, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I continue to pray for my church family, Father God, that you continue to lift them up, oh God. Our leader, Pastor Jones and Minister Jones, the deacons, the trustees, and the congregation. Some have passed on, Father God. But Lord, we know that your will be done. When the doors shall be opened, you shall open them. And Lord, I pray that when the doors are open, Father God, that everybody that walks through those doors, that God, they'll be changed. Won't be no more playing. They'll be singing in the choir, Lord God, with, to glorify you and not to glorify itself. The word will be preached, God, to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not to tear down one another. Hallelujah. And Lord, we'll be able to embrace each other. Hallelujah. With a humble heart. Glory be to him, but not only in our church, God, in the church house, in all church houses, in all members, Lord God, that it'll be changed. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God, for all things. In Jesus' name. And if there's anything I forgot, Lord, charge it to my mind and not to my heart. But Lord, you know my heart. Hallelujah. And I just pray, God, that you hear our cry, oh God, the cries of your people, Lord God. Hallelujah, that are still standing. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Again, this is Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey. I'm the host of Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. And truly, I thank God for everyone that was on the line today. I thank God for your presence, and I pray that you were blessed by the word on today. And I pray that it was encouraging you. And if you know somebody that has been broken because of a relationship or whatever has happened in their life, reach out to them. You might can't go and embrace them, but reach out to them. If you know that there's somebody that's depressed, speak to them. Let them know how much God loves them. Never criticize anybody for feeling the way they feel, because we're all human and God has given us these emotions. Hallelujah. Let them know that God loves them. Hallelujah. Talk to them. Hallelujah. Sing a song, whatever it takes. Hallelujah. Whatever way the Spirit leads you, reach out. Hallelujah. And God will bless you. Hallelujah. I thank you once again for coming. Hallelujah. On Wednesday, Reverend Dorsey will have Bible study at 1 o'clock. And on next Friday, we'll have none other than our sister, Willie Mae Weaver from Hill Chapel Baptist Church, to come and bring a word for the Lord. On the fourth Sunday, the third Sunday, Reverend Dorsey will be back. On the fourth Sunday, I will be back. For Christmas Day, I'll be back at 10 o'clock to give a word from the Lord. And on the fourth Sunday, I will be back again. And I ask that you pray my script in the Lord. Hallelujah. That God will continue to use this vessel for his glory. Hallelujah. That nothing shall hinder the word of God for going forth. Hallelujah. God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Have a blessed day in the Lord. And thank you so much. Hallelujah.